Next patient is Deborah Taylor Kinney. Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R dash Kinney. K-E-E-N-N-E-Y. Kilo, Echo, November Echo Yankee, Kinney. 75-year-old African-American female who is following the practice because of CKD stage 2. In a patient that has a history of lupus nephritis. The patient has been treated with the administration of hydroxychloroquine and CellCept. She has remained in a stable condition. The GFR has been oscillating between 50 and 60 mL per minute. Serum creatinine is 1.1, and there is evidence of proteinuria that has been oscillating between 200 and 400. The anti-double strand DNA has been reported negative. Taking into consideration the presence of proteinuria, I think that this patient will benefit from the administration of SGLT2 inhibitor. For that reason, I'm going to start the administration of Farxiga, 5 milligrams every day. The side effects of the Farxiga were explained to the patient, and she is supposed to call us in case of any problems. Following number, chronic kidney disease stage 3A, A2, that has remained stable. The patient has a clearance between 45 and 50 mL per minute. Following number, systemic lupus erythematosus that has been evaluated and treated by Dr. A. Period Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. Following number, the patient has a vitamin D deficiency that she's treated with supplementation. Following number, the patient has an anemia that is most likely associated to the autoimmune disease as well as the administration of CellCept. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic at the present time. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is without any exacerbations. We are going to reevaluate this case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. The patient is advised to stay away from excessive amount of protein and the administration of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Labs ordered for 3 months.